Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I am very excited about having a new friend with us. Sue Hawks is here. Sue is the CEO of Yes. Put an extra S on that. She's a keynote speaker and an award-winning seminar leader, an award-winning expert. The U.S. Small Business Administration said that. And she is, especially women in the workplace. And she's the author of a new book, Chasing Perfection, Shatter the Illusion, Minimize Self-Doubt, and Maximize Success. Sue Hawks, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you here. So, Sue, I've been working a long time, and decades, and I won't say how many decades, but I need two hands. And so I have also raised a family during that time and tried to have a life. And for most of my career, way over half, I've been a business owner. So I've learned a little bit about work-life balance, and it's tough, isn't it?
It is. It's not an easy thing to do, Jim, for men or women.
Yeah. So is it something, though, is it an illusion that too many people, especially women, have tried to accomplish and in the process have become almost a statistic?
I don't know if we've become statistics, but we've certainly lost a lot of the joy and, I think, fun of raising a family, having a career, trying to move out and, you know, do the things that fill us up and have us be excited about being engaged in life.
Well, talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I think for most of us, in the years you're talking about raising a family as well as trying to, you know, afford a career, those two things intersect at the same time in life for most people.
It's a Herculean balancing act, isn't it?
It is. And I think there's always a sense of dissatisfaction. If you're not at home enough, you feel guilty as a parent. If you're not at work enough, you feel like you're not doing the right thing for your career, which may not be providing for your family in the long run. So I think it becomes this doom loop that we can get caught in if we don't get it balanced out, where we really truly start to get things in a cadence that works for the way we want life to occur.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, she just described how it is for men. Put a little superscript 3 on that, and to the cube, and that's what it's like for women, isn't it, Sue?
Well, I think both parents these days. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. I think there are
I think there's a lot of difference between how men think of work-life balance and how women think of work-life balance, and it's not fair. A lot of it's not fair for the women because
I would agree.
No, I'm just calling it like it is. Mm-hmm. But before it sounds like I'm, you know, I've become Alan Alda and Phil Donahue all in one here. I have to point one thing out. My wife said something to me one time. She said, "Why don't men feel guilty?" And I said, "We feel guilty. We feel guilty all the time because we're all guilty a lot of the time." I said, "The difference between men and women is men feel guilty when we're supposed to feel guilty. We don't manufacture guilt." And this is what I worry about women. And I've said this on the show before, Sue. What I worry about women and what I try to encourage them to do, including my wife, is feel guilty about things you should feel guilty about. Don't manufacture it for yourself because you can't win that war. What do you think?
Well, I think there's some truth to that, absolutely.
Only some?
I don't think that's wholeheartedly true.
You don't
women
really
worry about relationships. Yeah.
You don't think women go get a lot crazier about the holidays than men do?
When it's
unnecessary. That's the part. That's what I'm talking about. Let's manufacture
guilt.
Go ahead. So
continue. No, I don't know if that's unnecessary, though. I think women, because we're more relational and we tend to feel connected to more people and take care of people, I think that's a normal nature-nurture thing. I think there is a sense of what we should be doing in our relationships to ensure everyone feels like they're cared for, they're part of things,
right,
et cetera.
And I agree with that 100%. And I think that's possible. And, folks, I'm going to dwell on this. Sue and I are going to dwell on this a little bit because we're coming into the holidays. We're in the middle of them, actually, right now. But here's my point, Sue. And ladies, you got to look at yourself about this to see if, you know, whether you think I'm right or not about your situation. So you got a job, Sue. You're running a business. You got a family. You have to do stuff about that the guy doesn't. They don't have to do or they don't do because you're doing it for them. And you're worried whether the placemats are going to be the right color or not. You know what? Don't worry about the placemats.
I agree with you. I don't think the placemats are what are keeping
me
up at night.
Guilt. That's the guilt. But I see that, though. I've seen this many times over the years. Those are things that you need to let go of because they're not helping you. And
I couldn't agree more.
So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about feeling guilty because you're not spending enough time with the kids. I've got a truckload of guilt about stuff like that I'm still carrying around from years ago. But
I think the question, Jim, is not about placemats. I would agree with you on that.
I think it's enough time. Presence. Who's got the right presence?
Well, I'm going back to what you said, and that is who's got enough time. Who
exactly.
judges what's enough time with your kids? I think that's more where the guilt comes from. That's the kind that most of us get torn up by. What's enough?
And that's real, and it's justified, and that's what we have to deal with. That is a reality that we have to deal with. I'm doing that with my grandsons right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working hard. I love what I do, but I think, should I go ahead and retire and spend more time with my grandsons? I'm having a hard time balancing that right now myself.
Well, I think you have to ask the question, would you be a great grandpa if that's what you did?
Well, I wouldn't be any greater than I am if I am, but I'd be a little bit more in their lives than I am. But anyway, I'm just saying, we're all dealing with these things. And Sue and I are going to talk about this some more. That's what her book's all about, Chasing Perfection. And you know what I say, Sue? Perfection is not possible, but excellence is. And that's what I want to ask Sue about when we come back. How do we balance our lives focusing on excellence, not perfection? 20 after. Right back with Sue Hawks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.